On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
It is, hey, that time again. What does that mean? It's going to be a great show. And by that, I mean it's going to be an average show. That's because it's April. And as I'm listening to my show that I record each week, I often play it back. And I give myself pointers. But one thing I can't seem to correct is the fact I say, so many times. It's obnoxious. But that's sort of part of my personality, so you're going to have to get used to it. I do say like a lot, and that's been going on for over 10 years, maybe. Maybe longer, but I know I'm a grown adult, and it's something I really shouldn't be saying. I have kids. I just did again. I have kids, so that might be part of the reason. Also, I'm very immature, so I mean, that's how it's going to be. I don't say a lot of things that young people do say. I try to have some maturity, okay? But like is going to be, although I don't think I abuse it. That's one of my things I don't like about people amongst the many is people that have overused phrases and buzzwords and things like that. At the end of the day, I've talked about that before. I don't bucket list. You know what? And just expressions, people that say, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know. And I don't think I abuse like, but I've heard people that do it. And oh, it's like fingernails on a blackboard, which is not worse than fingernails on a blackboard. That's one of the worst things you can hear. That's one of the worst sounds. It's obnoxious. It's offensive. It's a lot of those things bothers me. Many, many things bother me. And especially 1 week out of the month, things bother me at a slightly higher level. And that's like now. So, and you can never tell. If things are going well, you'll never know. But the first sign of anything slightly wrong, it's a catastrophe. Mountains are made out of molehills on a regular basis that week. So I know it's hormones. I know that. I mean, one day it will stop, I'm sure. But meanwhile, it doesn't even change. I feel like I'm 25 still. My body thinks it's 25. I don't know. When am I going to become an old lady? That needs to happen, okay? If you think I'm an old lady, you're wrong. And I'm really not. If I act like one, crotchety? I don't think I need to be old to do that. I've seen young people do that one. So again, this is indicative of hormones, I will say. But it does make situations harder to handle. Case in point. I'm way wrong. It's Children's Hospital. So different than that. In Boston. Apparently a really good institution. I hear good things. I've read good things. Never was there myself until recently. So this would be my experience, my personal experience, up close and personal. Okay? It's not something I read, heard, saw, anything. It's what I was part of. Anyway, their emergency area, ER type place, is not as great to me as it could be. And while the long-term care, the different floors in the hospital where, you know, these kids are really struggling and have lives and have to stay there, I don't know anything about that. That may very well be awesome. And I bet it is. I bet it really is. It's exemplary. So I can't judge that. And I'm not going to. What I will judge a little bit is the emergency room area after hours. I'm talking about the overnight shift. 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. Okay, that time frame. That's overnight. Okay, graveyard shift. Hate to use that term, but I don't know what else you would call it. There might be something else. So that time of day, night, you have a different set of the staff, doctors, nurses, and I still found the doctors and nurses nice. So nice is not in question. You can be nice and not completely 100% competent. Definitely. I've met nice nitwits, okay? Not saying these people are nitwits, but you understand what I'm getting to. It's almost like they drew the short straw. Okay, you're working this shift. It's the worst one. Everyone else is home sleeping. So you get what you get. And it's an emergency room, so I don't know how much they vary hospital to hospital. But it could use a little tweaking, is what I'm saying. Okay? It's like the second team. Clearly not the starters. And specifically, the security staff could certainly benefit from additional sensitivity training. Okay? Really. Because if you're having a bowl of soup at midnight and you're a grandmother sitting there just doing that, minding your own business, and about eight different cops walk by you. I don't know if they're specifically police officers because they're in the hospital. I don't think it's a detail. I think they hire their own security people from some company. But there's so many of them, you start to question the safety of the building. Are we in an orange alert? I don't know. I haven't watched television. Is something happening? Is it a bad part of Boston? I don't know, but it's a little disconcerting to see so many of them in one short time span. But then when one approaches you and asks you what you're doing, do you have a pass? You know, really, really? Now, if you need a pass, they should explain that to you immediately and give you said pass, not let you wander, telling you that you don't need a pass till you want to get back in the area. That's not entirely true. Apparently, you need the pass even to be out there, because otherwise, why was I approached while I'm having soup? Where's my pass? I was never told that would happen. I was told if to get back in, you need a pass. So again, false information. I don't know who's in charge, but they're not giving you the correct information. Causes a bit of a ruckus. Can make people upset that are there late at night, need to get right back in to attend their grandchild. Again, this should all be explained, and then you shouldn't be getting dirty looks as you're leaving. I mean, where is the professionalness there? I don't see it. Nothing you can really do about it. If certain people smell like cannabis, I guess that's, you know, I don't want to discriminate. Hey, whatever. It's a hospital. People are getting helped. And I'm sure anyone that's been helped there is probably angry with me for speaking out negatively. And you can do that. That's fine. Have you walked in my shoes? Have you been in the emergency room there overnight? I don't know. If you have, maybe then you can comment. But again, other part of the hospital, probably 100%. Great. Everything's great. Otherwise, you know, I can't speak to that, but I will speak to that. Okay. Maybe surgery is wonderful. We're there for surgery. Surgery didn't happen. Anything else you can do at any local hospital, x-rays, whatever. I think pretty much you can cover those bases elsewhere. Surgery, yeah, go in town, please. Go to the Deaconess, go to Brigham and Women's, go somewhere in town, do it. Elsewhere, you know, you can get simple radiology things other than, you know, and maybe a better attitude, perhaps. I don't know. Again, these are really hard hours people are working overnight. I don't know. It's maybe a bit of a drag. But other people are not working at all. So be grateful you have a job at all in that kind of a field where there's probably some job security. And you're working with probably some good people. It's not that bad. In Boston, come on. Stop it. Relax. Hey, you know what I wanted to mention? It's a 180, not a 360. Okay? So, can people stop doing that? If you do it, I will judge you. If you're a friend of mine, I will try not to judge you. But that's how it's going to be. And let me explain for people that don't know. I'm sure everyone listening knows. So I don't mean to insult you people that do know. 180 degrees would be halfway. 360 degrees is an entire circle in a circumference. So if you do a 360, you don't do a thing. Or maybe you turn right back to what you were just in. I don't know. It doesn't compute, okay? And my math skills are not always that great. But, you know, in this case, they're good. They work. You want to say a 180. He did a 180. I did a 180. Whatever. That means halfway. That's the opposite, okay, of whatever it was. Like, someone was a drunk, and then they did a 180, and now they're just clean or sober. I mean, I can't think of a better example. There's probably a lot out there, but whatever. It's my show, and that's what I'm going to say. Okay, so just learn it. It seems so simple. It's logic. It's logical, okay? And I'm all about teaching you logical ways to get through life. You don't have to be exactly like me, because again, I'm curmudgeonly, but I also have a quick wit. Regarding that quick wit, I want to give a shout out to an artist. She's from Easton. Her name is Inez, and she has wonderful paintings that she does. She has a website. She came up to me at the art show they had in Easton last week and said, "Oh, Tori, you don't know me, but I think you're funny and great, and I watch the show on ECAT when I catch it, when I can see it, when I happen to see it." And I explained to her that we are also on the internet, so you can watch that anytime. So that was good intel for her. So if you want to catch it in a show you've missed or whatever. But I thought that was great. Gave her a hug. She gave me her card. Looked up her website. Her art is beautiful. Oh my gosh. It's really, really great. So, hello, Inez. You have wonderful work. Wanted to say that. And I forgot how I got off on that other than I don't remember. Thank you. That's how fast it happens. Hello, Lipitor. Oh, yes, I remember. It was the compass. Yeah, those compasses, which are 180 and 360s. Remember those compasses you used to have on a pencil? And the other end was really pointy. I didn't like those. I never used them. I don't know anything. I think they're for drawing circles. I took my chances just making my own circle because those things were dangerous. Very sharp. They would stick you and make you bleed. Why they would give those to kids, I don't know. I still don't know. They're a bad idea. There must be a digital compass by now. Spin your iPhone around on a piece of paper, kids at school. I don't know. But don't use those scary, awful things. They're like lawn darts. They should totally ban them. Thank you. Okay, you know what I just saw? This is so true. Okay, I saw this. I saw it Sunday. Okay? It was a mail truck going to my neighbor's house. What is that about? How do you know somebody that you get to get your mail delivered on the weekend? And I don't mean Saturday because everybody gets mail then. I'm talking Sunday. Sunday. It's 100% true. I saw it across the street. I heard it. So you know how mail trucks, they sound, have this certain sound to them, to those little Jeeps, whatever they are. Mail truck. It's a mail truck. They all, you can tell. You hear them coming down the street, that muffler-ear sound. I can't describe it. You know what it is. You know when you hear it. It's like a Volvo. You just know when you hear it. Anyway, why do they get mail on Sunday? That's all I want to know. Should I go ask them? Should I knock on the door and say, "Hey, how come you got mail?" Because if you call the post office, you can't get through. It's ridiculous. I think it's like an 800 number and you can never get to the local post office. So you get through this voicemail thing and you're like probably talking to someone in Indianapolis and they don't know anything about anything. But, you know, I think if we Google it, maybe we can get some intel. I don't know if I'll remember to. I don't know if it matters, but I started thinking it was like a fancy house it went to. So I bet you got to like have money and know someone to get your mail on Sunday. Or the post office has a new program where, didn't we hear about this a while ago? They were going to start, you know, delivering mail on every 7 days a week because of some budget thing that we think they needed to catch up to it. Or how could it be a budget thing, though? That sounds like it'd be more money, not less money, to give us mail every day. And I don't even know if I want mail every day. Although, you know what? I do like the fact that there's a 24-hour world we live in. You can do something anytime you want. I like that. The problem is when you live in a place where that's not possible. We don't all live in New York City or Las Vegas. And I think that's where those things happen exclusively. I don't know. It's not happening anywhere in Massachusetts. There's no, maybe there's a 24-hour CVS or Walmart, if you're lucky, near you. But like online banking, I guess you could do. But if you want to try calling someone, I don't think 24 hours is good because I've called places and then they say, call back during, they go through the whole thing, then call back during business hours. We're not open right now. And they have to listen to the whole thing. And then you're like, oh, and you hang up. But I want to talk to someone whenever I want, whenever I need. So I don't like weekends when things shut down. I've never liked that about society. I mean, I like that you have a day off or a couple of days off. I get that part. But I don't like that everything sort of comes to a stop, halt. I want to be able to bank. I want to be able to talk to someone I need to anytime. Because if I'm putting it off till Monday, oh, I've got to wait till Monday. You know how many holidays fall on Monday? Oh, then we get Columbus Day. Oh, then we got President's Day. Oh, then we got Martin Luther King Day. I mean, everything's a Monday. Okay, and hairdressers are closed on Monday. Everything. It's a weird thing. So, okay, wait till Tuesday. Wait till Tuesday. So it's, you're dragging it out, man. Why are you dragging my life out? Okay? And Friday, you know what? Stay open till 5. If that's your deal, don't close early. Just because it's Friday, people want to get the hell out of there. I mean, I understand that. But stop being selfish. Stop thinking of you. Why don't you think of somebody else? Like in The Walking Dead finale. Okay, you didn't think I was going to talk about that, did you? Well, you were wrong. I have to. I have to talk about that because it. You know what? It's the season finale. We've had 7 long years of The Walking Dead. We're going to have 8, obviously. Season 8 is happening in October. They always do it like right around Halloween. So you get the October happening. It's already the spooky month. So let's throw in the zombies. I get that. I like it. But usually before, like it's April now, and it would end, and, you know, we talked about this before, Game of Thrones would come on. So we had that to sort of buffer you for a couple of months. Not this year. Oh, no. That's April. I mean, that's July. So, great. Whatever. What I will say is I thought it was a great finale. I'm tired of these people always nitpicking about it. It's, oh, it was a cliffhanger. Oh, they shouldn't have done it. Oh, but now you're like, oh, we have no cliffhanger. No one's happy, no matter what, okay? I thought Greg Nicotero always directs wonderful episodes. He does a great job. When I saw his name on it, I said, oh, this is going to kick ass. And it did, okay? I thought we only had one walker, big deal. It was Sasha. Yeah, we all know that. We saw that coming, but it was great. I think it was well done. I liked Rick getting right up in Negan's face and saying, I don't care, you're going to die. Do whatever you want. Yeah, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. Smash my hands in, whatever. Boy, did I really think that Carl was going to get it. I'm like, I can't believe this. Are they really going to do it with Carl? That would be like a show stopper, shocker. But no. And I don't care if I'm spoiling it. You know what? Just watch the show. Don't go online or listen to podcasts or watch TV. You could hear it. I make sure I stay away from media until I've watched something that's a big deal. Okay? So there. Oh, you know what that music is? That is Tori's pet peeve. That's right. That's right. Okay. This is my ongoing pet peeve. I say that every week now. I mean, I think that's how it's going to be. These are pet peeves that will always bother me and always have. It's not something new for the most part. Okay. Unless it's just something that's new. Okay. My pet peeve is sneezing. Okay. Hear me out. It's sneezing. I don't like it interrupting my day. You know, you might think it's funny and maybe it is. Okay. This is comedy. It's a comedy program, but I'm dead serious here. I get aggravated when I sneeze. It, you know, you can't focus when you're driving. You have to shut your eyes. You could be in an accident. I don't even know. That's just one little part of it. I mostly sneeze when I'm not driving. So that's not really the big problem here. The problem is sneezing. It's a big breath you got to take and happens. And usually you have to blow your nose. Your nose might run a little. Okay. I hate it. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't know who enjoys it. People say, oh, it feels so good. And they really go, ha-choo, orgasm of the nose, whatever. Nonsense. It's a hassle. Like going to the bathroom. Necessary evil. It's a hassle. I don't like sneezing. To add insult to injury, what's even worse, okay, is when someone sneezes at work or in a place where there's a lot of people, church, I don't know, where there's a gathering, okay, of more than two. There'll be a chorus of, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. You hear it all. Oh my gosh, I can't stand that. I haven't said it before and I'll say it again. Don't bless me. Let it go. I will say excuse me if anyone's around and don't acknowledge my bodily functions and I won't acknowledge yours. Nothing personal. I just don't believe in it. All right? Let's not acknowledge that. But I don't want to sneeze as it is. I don't like doing it. I want to stop. I don't know how to stop. I don't stifle them because that hurts your chest. I just let it happen. But boy, just get it out of the way and let's move on with life, shall we? Let's not get hung up on people sneezing. Thank you. You know what I think? This is what I think. I think Kristen Wiig and Jennifer Lawrence should make a movie together. I think they're awesome. They're two of my favorite actresses. I think Kristen Wiig is my absolute favorite actress. I mean, if we're going like Meryl Streep, old school, yes, okay. Like Tom Hanks, okay. Those people can do any role. But I just love Kristen Wiig. I think she's funny and real, and I love Skeleton Twins and Bridesmaids and everything that she's in on Saturday Night Live because she's so talented. I know she's not one of the castmates now. She makes a special appearance here and there. But you know what? She reminds me of Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence is funny also. So if they could make a movie together, I think it would kill. It would be so great. I think it would do well also. That is just my opinion, which is what I give on the show. So, take it for what it's worth. It's fluff, but really, may have a project together, guys. I really think that needs to be done. All right, so I was walking by the television, because you know I don't really watch it, but I was walking by it, and I heard my dad watching something, and I heard this comedian, I guess he was supposed to be funny, saying something like, a Vegas show, it's like that, like you regret that girl you sleep with over and over. You always say, I'm not going to do it again. Then you sleep with her again. And later you say, I got to get my life together. Okay, really? Really? Because I was thinking the exact opposite. I was thinking like a 180 on that. I know that doesn't really, it's an impression, 180. But anyway, because there was this one guy in my case, FWB, friend with benefit. And every time I'd be like, how did I end up here again? I can't believe it. I'm not doing this again. It went on for about 7 years. Okay. So every time I'm out of a relationship, I'm like, okay, well, it's that guy. So, I mean, I resent that man saying that it's the chick. It can work the other way. And it does. And I would think that. And as I'm lying there awake at night in that bed saying, what have I done again? I am not ever doing this again for 100 reasons. And then, I always feel like, it's so much easier than trying to start a new relationship with a stranger. And all that stupid small talk of, oh, so what do you do for work? Oh, do you have any kids? So what do you like to do for fun? Ugh. And we both agreed small talk, that's the worst. I hated it more than him, though, because I think he would still always try to find someone new. But I would like to forget it. I just want something comfortable that you don't, care how you look 100% of the time with someone. Anyway, so that's all I meant. That, I don't know where I started this whole thing. Oh, yeah. Well, that you always regret the girl, that girl you always sleep with again and again. You know what? It's that way for women, too. So whoever you were, funny comedian, it wasn't funny. Okay. So I was thinking about old time candy, and not the website because I know that's a place. But there was something called Tropical Lifesavers. I used to buy it back in the 70s. Roll of Lifesavers, perfectly innocent candy. They have different flavors. I know Wild Cherry was a good one, and of course they have minty ones. And they still make certain flavors of Lifesavers today. I don't think it'll ever stop. They're great. I just don't buy them. Because it's hard candy and it's really bad for your teeth, was one thing. Also, I like chocolate. But besides that, Tropical Lifesavers, oh my gosh, they had coconut flavor. They were white ones and it was like a cream thing. Oh, it was so good. And they had mango, which I wasn't crazy about the mango one, and pineapple. And I think they also had like mandarin orange or something. I think they had four. So good. Oh my God. That you don't find them anymore. I think you find a knockoff version, which is still Lifesavers. I saw them on Amazon in a bag, though they come, and I don't think it's the same recipe as the other ones. I think they change recipes of stuff. Getting off candy for a minute. I was going to stick with the candy subject, but I just for a second I want to sidetrack recipes. So, example cereals. Back in the 70s, they had a lot more cereals, mostly sugary cereals. They still have those today, but mostly there were more back then because the health groups weren't all up in arms like they are today. Renaming things like Super Sugar Crisp is now Golden Super Crisp or something. They took out the word sugar and honey and all kinds of words, especially sugar. Sugar Smacks became Honey Smacks or something, or I don't know. But anyway, they replaced the word sugar. They also replaced the quality of a lot of these. For instance, the Frankenberry, Count Chocula, Boo Berry, the Monster cereals. When you bought them back then, they had a consistency of the oats in Lucky Charms, which pretty much have stayed the same, the oat part of Lucky Charms. They replaced it with a porous, inferior oat material in the, Count Chocula and all that. So I don't buy them. They've been doing this for maybe 20 years. They've replaced the product. But in the 70s, when they were new, it was crunchy and delicious. They did it with Apple Jacks, I think. They do it with a lot of things. They make them thinner and cheaper. They don't have a lot of substance to them anymore. And I'm not the only one that noticed that. People half my age notice it as well because maybe they had these other cereals at some point and they know that everything's changing. Everything's getting cheaper. They're charging more and you're getting less. That's classic. I'm not bringing this to everyone's attention. I know you already know this. It's nothing new, but I don't like it. I don't like things I used to buy that were good, getting rid of them or making them not as good. Come on. All for profit. I appreciate things that want to stay original, and maybe you got to pay a little more for the original in some cases. Maybe it is worth it. To keep the American dream alive. These are American cereals, people. I'm not talking about. I don't even think we have cereals from overseas. Number one, because of the FDA restrictions and guidelines, which I'm sure Donald Trump will probably abandon, get rid of, because his son-in-law is becoming involved in everything. Jared is in charge of everything, and that's I don't know understand that. But anyway, so I don't think cereals come from China, like everything, like neckties and shoelaces. But I think that the food is American. So, cereals. So, cereals, they're being made here. So, our farmers are doing this to us. We're screwing ourselves, okay? China is not responsible. All right. That said, I am going to wind it up. Okay? It's been a good run. Love y'all. Catch you on the flip side. It's my last show ever. April Fool's. Well, I didn't do an April Fool's show, so I had to get a quick one in there. But I did do a funny April Fool's joke at ECAT Studio for the art show, and I can't tell you what it was, but I will if you ask me in person. It was really funny. Ron was there. Ron videotaped the whole thing, which I'll never show anyone. So if you want to know, you know what? That'll prove that you listen to this. Come ask me about it. Okay. All right. Until next time, America. Peace. Beautiful girl, lovely dress.